You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Stuff. Stuff's on her way. She's doing the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride to the studio. Hi, Danny. How you doing this week?
I'm good. And yourself?
You had a good weekend? We're doing your little fishing YouTube and everything was working.
We did fish tournament on Saturday.
Caught fish?
We caught plenty of fish.
Did you win?
No.
No.
We caught plenty of fish.
Danny, I'm waiting to use the cameras in this studio. Come on. We need to get them big fish.
Well, I'd like to have the big
That's
fish
right.
myself. You know?
I am going to come out there one day, though.
They elude me sometimes.
It's great. So we had a great week last week. We had Tyrus. We had Tyrus in the house last week, and that was exciting. And he's coming back. So I know that was, I think we got over 2,000 messages about Tyrus. He will be back. I know it was a sold-out crowd, and he is coming back for all of you people that were listening when Tyrus was at the Melbourne Auditorium. We've got that happening. Really excited today because I've got Gina and I've got Nikki from the city in, and we're going to be talking about Melboom. And let me just say hi to you guys now. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Gina, you've been in the radio land before?
I have.
You have?
I came from the world.
You came from the world, like, seriously, before you started?
Oh, yeah.
So tell us what you do for the city.
I'm the Development and Marketing Administrator for the City of Melbourne under Parks and Recreation.
Okay. Yeah. And you love your job.
I do love my job.
But
I have an awesome director, too.
But before that, you did radio.
Well, I did sales and advertising.
For radio. Okay. Anything before that?
Before that, I've been in sales my whole life. So yeah. You name it, I've sold it.
Excellent.
I was a headhunter. I've done all kinds of stuff. I've waited tables. I've bartended. I've done all that.
I didn't know this. So yeah. You could be my call-in person because we had to call in Keith to do an event for you. The brother Keith had to come in and bartend for you guys. You could have done that.
I could have.
You could have done that.
Yeah.
Nikki, hi and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
I'm glad to have you here because when anything with the city, I think it's you. Am I right? Am I right?
It is.
It is you. So tell the listeners out there on What's Cooking in the 321 what you do.
So I'm the director of Parks, Recreation, and Golf, and I oversee all of the operations of those divisions and plan all the events with Gina.
Now, even me, I've been with you guys, I don't know, I think 10 years. I think I've been there a while now. But how many facilities are you taking care of? Because there's ones I don't even know the names of.
We have 7 facilities. We have 2 golf courses, 42 parks, 3 pools, dog parks, boat ramps, ball fields.
Now I get it. Yeah, I'd be running. I'd be running for the hills. So we've been working on, first of all, I want to tell you, you guys probably snuck out the back way because if you were coming down O'Galley, there was no parking because you know the new restaurant Nomad's open today.
Yes.
11.
Very exciting.
Have you seen the inside of it?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
It is very cool. So already today, there was no parking. Did you see that?
I did.
And yes. what do you think of that? Gina?
I think we need a parking garage.
You think, yeah.
I agree.
So, all right. So we love that because you guys are down, you're down in the art district. I love the art district. I think you guys love the art district. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? I mean, what do you think down there? Do you guys have the room to make a parking garage?
There is a plan for that.
There is a plan.
There is.
That's good to hear.
It is in design right now.
So it takes me 20 minutes for me to get across the bridge to get to the auditorium for an event at 6 o'clock at night because you got pineapples there, you got the grills.
Backs up.
My fave, FM Pizza, my hangout where I play trivia.
Good.
I'll give them a shout. Trivia on Tuesday nights at FM Pizza. Don't miss it. Have you guys been there for the trivia at FM?
No.
You're missing a good night.
We'll see you there tonight.
You will see me there tonight. If you really go there, I am there on Tuesday nights. That's where I spend my Tuesday nights. Danny, you haven't made it there yet.
I haven't made it there yet.
You and your wife should come there. Now, I can tell you that Danny does do most of our city events, though, even though he lives here in Cocoa, and we appreciate that. That gives us our bird's eye view from the rafters.
That's right.
That's right. Sit in the bleachers, watch the orchestra. We had the orchestra last week. Have you guys been there to watch the orchestra at the auditorium?
Yes.
Because we love the orchestra. Do you know that's my favorite event?
It's really great.
No, it's my favorite event.
Awesome.
I do better on the orchestra than any other event we have in the whole city. You guys probably are amazed at that, aren't you?
Yes.
No. Is it the truth? We talk about this all the time. So per hour, I do better with the orchestra than anything I do.
Wow.
So can we kiss their butts a little bit? Can we give them whatever they want? Because it helps Kim. I thought you would find that
Nikki
surprising.
Does not answer questions like that.
I thought you would find that surprising, though.
That is surprising.
Yeah, it's
hungry
better.
People.
I love my gun show, but I'm telling you, my favorite thing ever, and we have Maestro Mark in here the Tuesday before every single orchestra night.
Oh.
And we get great ratings. People love him.
He's a character.
He is a character. But it is my favorite of anything to do at the auditorium.
Cool.
I do poo-poo platters for them.
Do you now? I hear you make a mean poo-poo platter.
I make a very good poo-poo platter. In minutes.
She makes a mean burger, too.
But the poo-poo platter. Listen, I made that poo-poo platter and then had to be in Orlando Airport. I was 15 minutes late for the airport because I was busy making them poo-poo platters. So that's a biggie in town. You've had near a poo-poo platter. I've done some shrimp stuff for you guys.
Oh, so good.
Some nautical things.
So
and,
good.
No, I'm not. Just like this week, I think you guys asked me, we're going to do, can we talk about the new thing? Or shall I not even mention the name?
So the new garage?
No.
We
can talk about the new garage.
I got to finish about the garage.
All right, let's talk about the garage.
Very exciting.
Let's talk about the garage.
So there's going to be a new hotel where the old Museum of Art was, the Art Museum, FIT.
Okay.
There's a new hotel. The Fusner.
Okay. And the Fusner Center.
New hotel is going to be art themed. Very art deco.
That's
very
cool. And I love
rendition
art.
Rendition that I saw. The parking garage is going to be in the O'Galley Civic Center. Current parking lot is going to become a 5-story parking garage.
Wow. Okay. This makes me happy. And the hotel's going where?
Where the Fusner.
Where the Fusner across the street.
No, same side.
Same side.
Next to the O'Galley Civic Center.
Okay, so is it something like the Melby? I mean, we're talking big hotel.
I think it's about 5 stories.
Okay.
Rooftop bar, pool.
Wow.
Very artsy themed.
Oh, yeah, we need more
looks
parking.
Very cool.
So you guys might not know this, but I actually went to school to be an artist.
Oh.
I have a degree in fine arts, and then I went into food. See, learn something you don't know.
Wow.
See,
food is art.
I could not handle the pressure of a deadline because people are out there, you in sales, people are out there selling what I do, you know, like logo design and that, and then they'd come in and they'd dump it on me. There's 10 people out there selling it, and there's only 2 in the art department. And finally, I was just like throwing pens going, learn to draw. Because there'd be like, could we just have some kind of rendering by tomorrow? No, I don't work quick. No. And I couldn't take the pressure. So I just started doing food, which my family was always in restaurants. Like, that's what I was telling my kids. At least you have a backup to come back to. You know, we have 5 restaurants now.
Wow.
Yeah, we're back to 5 restaurants. So my kids have good job security. Not that anyone want to work with me, but but they have that option. And so it's all going good. So let's talk about Mel Boom.
Mel Boom.
Mel Boom's a biggie. Number one, we want some sponsors.
Yes, we do.
So I know in What's Cooking in 321, a lot of you are out there, you know, your restaurant owners, because I know we have lots of restaurant owners, absolutely lots of people that hit our restaurants. We're always talking about restaurants. But let's get some sponsors here to help pay for Mel Boom. What are they paying for when they give you a sponsor? Like, what's a normal person sponsor? I mean, do we want $1,000 from everybody?
So
what do
there's
we want?
Lots of, we accept any donation.
Okay,
to be
so send $5
people
will hand
every $5, okay? And that's fine. But I developed sort of a sponsorship criteria so that it benefits businesses and organizations that want to get their name out there. They want to be associated with a large city event. It has some visibility. It also has some participation. So any amount is great, but starting at the $1,000 level, it actually gets them tickets to the VIP reception, which is a private reception inside the Front Street Civic Center.
Food and beverage.
Food and beverage, mm-hmm. along with a private viewing, because we block off the patio area there and have seats for them, and you are right there.
So when they sponsor, can they bring their whole family? Or?
Well, that's the thing. The $1,000 sponsorship comes with two tickets and one parking pass. So it depends on, you know, now kids, I don't count and things
Throw
like that.
Throw a couple extra thousand in there. Yeah. We'll let you bring your grandkids.
Yeah, and I'm pretty flexible. Like, you know, depending on how many larger sponsorships I sell, sometimes they don't either use them because it might be a company based in Orlando and they have way too many employees. So they're just happy to be a part of it and they will donate their space back, things like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I've got one sponsor that they've been with us from the very start. And, you know, they've got a couple of grandchildren, so they bring the grandchildren.
So let's put the shout out there then, because there's a lot of restaurant owners listening right this second. Let's get some restaurant owners in here. Maybe because we're all poor people, we're all poor schleps, us restaurant people. Let's try to at least get $500 from every one of us and maybe a gift certificate. You put in some basket or something.
Sure.
That would be good.
Sure.
And so let's see how many we can get. 321-437-1567. Send your messages. Tell me you're listening and that you want to sponsor this thing, and I'm going to get you the right people. They're going to tell you also, before we're off the show today, how to reach them directly and to give them your money so we can have a big Mel Boom. What's happening at the Mel Boom? We got loads of fireworks this year?
A lot of fireworks. It's a 22-minute fireworks show.
22 minutes, okay. Yeah. So, obviously, you were there last year, right?
Yes.
What did you think of the show?
It was great.
And it was great
to see over the water.
What's that?
It's great to see the fireworks over the water. It's
so
because
I always watch from the other side. So this is going to be good for me too because I'm on the. If you remember last year, I didn't do your event. I just like sort of fell through the front door when I was bringing stuff in. I literally fell through the front door and said hi everybody. And so this year I'm not doing that. I'm not going to fall through the door. I'm coming in the back just in case I fall. But I've also watched from the church on the other side, so this will be interesting. I don't think I'm brave enough to bring my kids over to that side. They can stay on the other side of the thing. Plus, we can never get home after that.
Yeah, it's a lot of traffic.
So,
It's a lot of traffic.
So that's why I was afraid I wouldn't get home. In fact, I think it's good that I'm on that side, they're on that side. And
everyone's happy.
That's right. Everybody's happy.
We all just relax afterwards, take a deep breath, have a beverage, and wait for the crowd to subside.
And I'll have plenty of beverage. Yeah. I'll have plenty of beverage for that. So we've got full bar.
Yes.
Full bar for
the VIP reception.
So see, there's another thing because most of us, 4th of July is slow in the restaurants. So just close your darn restaurants. Come on over. Be a VIP. We'll all get together. We haven't done that in a while. And
let me tell you about the VIP reception.
Okay.
Really quick. So back in the day, it was not that big of a deal. In fact, we struggled to even get some of our council members to attend. And now they just want to bring everybody and show it off because it is a lot of fun. And it's a great way to get together with some of the local sponsors and business owners that are participating in the event, network, you know, just get to meet everybody. We have council, the mayor, lots of other dignitaries, as well as the sponsors. So it's a great event. This year we've got live entertainment. So we actually have someone singing. And it's going to be great. We have a full bar.
Well, hold on a minute. That could be anybody, and you know what you want to hear me sing.
We have Lacey on stage, and she's phenomenal. She sings to a track, you know.
Okay.
She sings lots of popular songs,
excellent.
But she's got a beautiful voice, and she's very entertaining.
Now, is she inside the Front Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's food trucks outside for everybody,
Ten
right?
food trucks
Ten food
year.
Trucks. Who's coming? Do you know?
Oh, my gosh. We have Len and Ten. Billy's Roll.
What is Lennon 10?
Bar-
That's a new one on me.
Lennon 10? Oh, yeah. They're great.
What is it?
They do burgers and grilled food, things okay. like that. They've been with me every year for okay. the last 5 years. So
you guys had the weirdest one over at the auditorium. It was a risotto truck.
They're coming.
Big risotto balls.
Yes. They're
like
coming this year, too.
Sausage in them. Did you have one of those? Yes.
They're new for our 4th of July
event. I actually had one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
okay.
Tasty Freeze 2.0, Kona Ice, Kettle Corn. I'm going to miss somebody. Honey's Wings and Things.
Okay, so there's plenty of food outdoors.
Yes.
For everybody to get.
Yes.
Everybody I know sort of gathers there. Mm-hmm. They can't park there, though. Where do people, they park at the City Hall?
Melbourne Auditorium.
Melbourne Auditorium
Free
is having the buses come over. All right, you guys, everybody listen
yes.
up to What's Cooking in 3-2-1. Everybody park at Melbourne Auditorium. I should have beverage there. What was I thinking?
While you wait.
We should have had, that's right, while you wait.
One, I'm going over on the buses like that.
Huh?
There's an open container law here, so we can
the, so you park it. There's plenty of parking at the auditorium. You get on the bus there, and then you come over. It's going to drop you off at the Front Street area where all the food trucks are, mm-hmm. and a great view to from the, I take the boats are closed, so the boat ramp is for sure closed. There's nobody going on in their boats. My boat's usually in the water over there at night. It won't be this year because I'm busy. let's see here. So, all right. So that's the actual 4th of July. Nikki, let's talk about the Melbourne opens first Friday. Do we have anything
that,
going on?
That has happened.
That has happened.
There is another event
there
this Saturday.
There is. That's what I thought. So let's talk about that event.
So this Saturday, the 22nd at 1 p.m. at Derek Gore's Gallery. In O'Galley.
Okay. Which is across, like, kitty corner from FM Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello, Steph.
Hi. Hi, Steph.
Steph, this is Nikki and Gina.
Hi.
From the
Hi.
City.
Hi.
The city of Melbourne.
Thank you.
We're talking
here.
About Melbourne and what's going on in the art district. So it's at the same place that Derek, they're having another art show?
Yes, it's the same art show as they had this month. It's
okay.
a monthly art
Am
show.
Am I doing alcohol? We're not having alcohol?
Yes, you are.
I am there?
Yes.
Did I know that?
By the way.
And everyone will be able to have a meet and greet and get some information from the man behind the boom.
Oh, well,
Bill
all right.
Cook.
That sounds good.
Him and his family
That's
have
really
been
cool.
lighting off the Melbourne fireworks for over 30 years.
Okay.
Wow.
So I am there doing alcohol. Tell me what time. Tell me what
1 o'clock.
It's at 1 o'clock.
1 p.m. Saturday.
Yes. I did not know you were there.
I'm
okay.
on vacation.
She's here
is,
now.
I love
I gotcha.
Pouring drinks on vacation. At the art studio
yes.
in downtown. Yeah. Is the boyfriend coming in for the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're going to have
man.
To make a stop here.
I guess so.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. The well, that's where I'll be Saturday pouring drinks at the art gallery. Things are probably going on around that, just like last time, right, at the other shops?
It's not a first Friday, but
right.
I'm pretty sure everything's open on Saturday.
Okay.
And we'll be selling Melbourne T-shirts for
okay.
$20 donation.
Awesome.
And that also helps go towards the fireworks event.
And I'm going to put that on our Facebook page,
yeah.
my personal, because, you know, I'm...
you put it on yours.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
on
yeah.
Mine.
You better share it on yours because somehow Facebook, they... put me in Facebook jail, so I'm boycotting them. I think I advertised
Goodness.
For the wrong person. I advertised for the wrong person or something, but that's all right. You guys, I know you all know how to find me, and you can certainly put, I'm listening and I want more information, and we'll get that out to you today, right after the show, if you put, I'm listening, I want the Melbourne stuff. Gina, make sure if you would get that information to me. I'm going to have you tell the listeners right now though where they can get info on all this. Do you have
get
a website?
Flyers? Well, we have our Facebook page. It's the City of Melbourne Parks and Recreation and Golf. We also have information on the website about Melbourne itself, about the fireworks and the day and
okay.
all the information about parking and
how to donate.
And how to donate.
And
that's
how to
on
donate.
There as well. Everyone can contact me.
Okay. So sponsors who want to... give money, and let me tell you, me and Steph are going to be pushing you guys in the restaurant business because
yeah.
we all need to put it together here for the kids in Melbourne. Tell them a number to call to sponsor and give you money.
I usually have people contact me directly on my cell because I'm usually running around.
Do you want to put that on the radio?
I do.
It's only 600,000 antennas
That's
you're hitting right now.
Fabulous.
Go ahead. Give
Perfect.
It all to them.
321-417-1342.
There you go. That's where you can sponsor. I don't even care if it's $5. Somebody call. Somebody give $15,000, but somebody give $5. Let's have a whole bunch of you.
If exactly. I get some restaurants and we're talking 500 or more, I will definitely be posting on social media.
Okay.
On our
and
Facebook
I will.
Page.
I'll put it on mine. Mm-hmm. And because we hit a lot of restaurant people. Yeah. Stephanie here automates America. Here she travels, and I had to pick her up from the airport this week. I love that hour drive from the airport. That's our time that we spend. Okay,
we getting about what's going
that's
on
right.
In the business.
Stephanie, the I'm going to come back to Melbourne, but I want to tell you I got a new one. They're automating so that they can watch our health department to see if we're doing things right. And I wanted to see if because what Stephanie does is and she gets rid of employees are a hard thing to get these days. We don't need them anymore because Stephanie puts a little machine in there. You can come in and put your own order in.
Yeah.
You can pick up your own food. She is automating America, all truly right. Automating the restaurants. But so anyways, I wanted to ask you about that because all of a sudden we're going to automate with the health department. That's a funny one on me. So that's so listen, we do have some things going on. Stephanie, hi. And welcome to the show. I'm glad you took.
It's been a crazy day. So
I figured. We've got this week Harley Davidson. We love Harley Davidson, and at the out in the Palm Bay, the Space Coast Harley Davidson has a band called American Highway. Anybody heard of them?
They've been posting about them.
So American Highway is at the Space Coast Harley Davidson. That's Saturday, June 22nd, 2024. Well, we know what year it is. At 12 p.m. It's at Space Coast Harley Davidson, 1440 Sportsman Lane, Northeast Palm Bay. Everybody knows where the Harley Davidson is. They're out there by Bass Pro Shop and the new trampoline place. I got to take my kids there. We got to try that. But it's a whole open house. You can ride. I don't know what ride clean means. Harley, you might have to reach out and tell me what ride clean
ride
means.
Clean
I don't know if that
hard.
Means take a bath before coming or, you know what, don't drink for 3 days, 3 hours. I don't know. Rock hard, it says. Oh, wait a minute. That's oxymoron. Ride clean, rock hard.
Because it's a bikini wash.
It's a bikini wash. There we go, Steph.
My goodness.
Just
okay.
It up.
Okay. That makes all the sense in the world. So
you get a clean bike.
You get a clean bike,
so
clean,
you get to ride
clean everything. You ride clean, rock hard at the Space Coast Harley Davidson. And we're for sure going to be stopping by there at some time. Also, we've got a new one here, Wonderful Life Appliances. I don't know if they're new or whatever, but they do some used, but new, scratched and dents. I love new scratch and dents because it's going up against a wall anyways.
Absolutely.
If it could save me $500, we've got Wonderful Life Appliances. Never used appliances, 50% off. Used, scratched, and dent. It's a whole new store. They're on 192, 3388 West New Haven Avenue in Melbourne. They got a phone number. You can call them at 321-522-7466. You can go to WLAppliance.com and get all the info in the world.
I've been there.
There you go.
Huh?
Oh. I've been.
How was
you
the
have?
Experience?
Very nice.
Did you get
customer
some dented?
Service.
I love dented stuff.
I wanted to get something dented, but I couldn't.
Yeah. Who sees the side of our washer
right.
and dryer, even our
it
fridge?
It kills me. Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I always look there.
I'm all about that. I'm looking for one of those ones that's all in one, like when you were in college and you had the washer in the bottom, the dryer in top, because I'm putting it in my pantry because I'm
exactly.
sick of walking.
They make an all-in-one machine now that washes and dries.
In the same
machine.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the all-in-one now.
You always see them in Europe.
So people do make fun of me because I do laundry with 1-800-Laundry.com. I've done laundry serious in my life 6 times maybe. The one time I did wreck the agitator and had to buy a new because
oh
I put everything in it. So I do not even go up to that laundry. I do.
Oh
I know. You know where my laundry room is upstairs.
Yeah.
I did not go up there. Never. No, I'm not going up there. No. I know there's one of them Samsungs that does everything, but
yeah.
No, I'm not touching it. Not touching it. So I'm looking for one of them little ones. I'm going to try our new scratch and dent, and I look forward to meeting them. We got Pub Americana downtown. Have you guys been there? Yes. Nobody bar hops or anything, right? Because you guys have been to all these places. You just do it because you work in Melbourne, right?
No.
I'll never admit to that.
So Pub America, so I did go in there because I met with them. They're going to be coming on the show in July, and they had great apps. Yeah. I love the place because, you know, I don't need a whole dinner, so I just go in and order, like, all the apps.
It's a good menu. They do a great job.
Gina, you were in there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They actually did a fundraiser for me.
Oh,
for Mel Boone.
See?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So maybe Patrick. They're listening today, and they'll call you to do fundraising back to help sponsor Mel Boone.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
They've got lots of good things happening there. Happy hour from 3 to 6 and at 9. Six, 3 to 6 and 9 p.m. They have and a late night one. Okay. You know, so you and I go to Masa. Should we say that? Because we're going to have him on the show too, by Hideaway. We go to Masa. So we go to Masa, and when they say to you, we're going to give you.
Cocoa Village is good, though.
Cocoa Village.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the Cocoa Village one. I'm so sorry. Good to know. Good to know. But that they made that very clear that they were there the other day.
Huh.
So, you know what? I'm going to share with you. Nikki just showed me a Facebook page saying Pub America's permanently closed. Not the Cocoa.
Downtown Melbourne.
The downtown. Because I was talking to the bar manager from the downtown one about coming on the show and doing this. And she was very much open when I was there. So, Stephanie, there are so many restaurants closing that fast.
Tell us about it. It's what's happening is because of the employee wages and food costs. And that's what we're hearing nonstop because it's a frustration point.
So we had the Dove boom, didn't sell their place. They closed.
They're just giving up.
Green Turtle closed.
Yeah.
That's Wagon Wheel.
Yep.
Closed and gone. I can tell you that Yankee's our biggest sponsor here, and I don't know if you guys know, but Melbourne Seafood pays for our whole show every week, month, year.
Wow.
They've been with me since day one. They closed their O'Galley location, but not because of bad business, that business was slow. Somebody wanted their spot really bad. I always say that everything has a price.
It was beneficial.
So, Melbourne Seafood downtown, especially that location, just added All Fried Foods because the location that's in the Vieira by the avenues is going strong. Doesn't have fried foods, though. There's one over by Walmart on Palm Bay Road. That one's going strong. And, of course, the one downtown is always busy. They just did some renovations. It's so that they can put those fryers in and have fried food because we don't have enough fried food in this world. I always say there's a reason I'm on radio and not TV because we could be podcasting at the same time up there. Nah, it's because I love that fried food.
Right.
So make sure you do stop in. They've got some great specials, some family specials. They've always got that under $10 lunch at Melbourne Seafood Station. Make sure you stop in there and tell them what's cooking in the 321 with Kim and Steph sent you in. Stephanie, what else is going on in the world? You automating any place close in town this
week?
Trying
to stay sane in this world right
now. You just did some. You were just in Colorado.
Yeah, I was just in Colorado for a week.
Getting
I got
climbing
some
mountains.
Fresh air in the mountains, and then obviously I got to go see what was going on in the marketplace around there, and it's amazing how many places are actually going to automation and QR code ordering, online ordering. They even had runners that would run it to your condo if you wanted to order food to go. And pick up.
I'm telling you, we're not going to need employees.
You're going to need them to an extent because you still will have to do operations and everything.
They want too much money now. They come in and they want $20 an hour. I'm like, for what? I cooked all the food before you got here. All you got to do is assemble what I put in front of you.
You're seeing up a lot of pickup.
You're getting $13 an hour.
So now they have it's where you still have a dining experience. You have a couple of bartenders. You have a runner, and that's all you need because you can put your food order in. Go pick it up and then come
back. Heard it here, folks. You're losing your jobs.
Yeah, it's because
to a robot.
They're not showing up, and they don't. You know, they keep asking me $25 dishwasher.
So Tyrus, my head bartender, called in. I don't know, 3 hours before Tyrus.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you call your family and go, family, village. I need you.
Yep.
So,
who wants to sling drinks?
Yes, who's slinging drinks tonight? Yeah, I had Keith, over with them in. Derek Gore's.
Gallery.
I have to tell you, that's a cute little place.
Oh yeah,
that was really cool because I went over and set it up before Keith got there. He was like doing construction and then went and bartended. Then I think you showed up at the auditorium then.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I think
we're all a village. We're all a village. We'll make it happen. I am opening a new restaurant. You guys might like this. Because we're all women that I feel are. You know, no guy can tell us what to do, even though you're in love. we're strong women, and I love that because I'm opening a place It's and not Five Guys Burgers. It's Three Girls Burgers because it only takes three girls to do Five Guys' job, and that's what it says on the wall. I'm looking forward to getting sued. Looking forward to getting sued. But already staffed that, so yeah. We're already good.
Where is this?
In Eastern Florida State College.
I love it.
I'm city and state. I don't care to ever have a restaurant again. I love city and state. So as long as the city's doing something, I don't do any. Hear this, folks, right here. Although I am doing something on the 29th, same day as the MMA fights, I do not do any off-site catering unless it's city and state because I just put all my energy to you guys. I always say I work for the city and state. That's
we
it.
We appreciate it. You
know, and I appreciate, you know, this is my retirement years. This is, I don't want to be in a restaurant. I don't want to have to. I have a captive audience everywhere I'm at. I already know who's coming. I've done all these things, most of them before. I know how many are showing up. Tyrus was a little weird. Once the show starts, nobody gets out of their seat because they get roasted. They literally get roasted. So one person, I think, got up for a minute, and, oh, yeah, they were talking like Fart City the whole way while they got there and came back to their seat. So that was a little, you know, when you do an event the first time, it's always a learning curve.
What works.
But, yeah, but the second time, yeah, it's always good. The what else we have? Let's see what we have coming up here.
We got Nomad Canteen opening up.
So I was talking about that. So, you know, we'll just repeat it for anybody at What's Cooking in 321 that just tuned in. Because, Stephanie, you really have to hear this live, okay? They're putting a because they're downtown in the Art District in the Civic Center. They're putting us up a garage so that we can get across O'Galley now to get where we need to go.
Let's do it.
No, they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's in the works. It's really going on.
We need to.
So, and a hotel.
Okay.
So a hotel and parking structure.
That's going to be great.
It is.
We love the Oak Gallery.
It's going to be great. So let's just look here. The not, what do I always say? Not your ordinary concession. Not your ordinary concession. This weekend, we just did the wedding show, which was lots of fun. But this week, we've got hot tubs. So come on out. Buy your hot tub. I love that I had about a two-year-old little boy that just took all of his clothes off and was going to get in the tub. It was the cutest thing you ever saw, ever. He just, his parents were looking at tubs, and he just totally stripped down.
He's like, let's go.
And, yeah, he's like, let me get into this water. We've got Friday, June 21st, we've got Moonlight Yoga at the Front Street Civic Center. Have you guys done that?
Yes.
That's our event.
Participated
our event.
Or just stopped by?
I have actually participated.
You did. So this
no,
has not.
I have not.
So tell me. So
you're getting the finger.
Tell us what we can expect for that. I mean, first, is there food court? Is there food trucks for that?
There are a couple.
And
I think.
Is it health food?
Yes.
It's healthy food.
It's all
okay,
healthy
food trucks at the Moonlight Yoga. It's 6 to 8:30 p.m. Front Street Civic Center. We do have, I was going, the Republican Party's having a party. The Republican Party is having a family picnic 12 to 4. I'm not going to be there. I don't know why. I can't imagine why they wouldn't want me there, Stephanie. What's up with that?
I'm not touching that
all
one.
Right. So Broward Republican Party, they're inviting you to join them for their 2024 straw poll and family barbecue picnic Saturday, June 22nd. This is noon to 4 p.m. Free admission. Free parking, door prizes, giveaways, a barbecue lunch for $15. I'm sure my barbecue lunch was $12, but you know what? Okay. Meet the candidates for the 2024 election and spend the day having barbecue at the Melbourne Auditorium. Sounds like great fun. Sounds like great fun. I think I'm busy that day, but otherwise I would be there.
You're
I would be there.
Right now.
I'll probably get fired tomorrow. going on at the auditorium.
Right?
One of our favorite nights is June 29th. We've got the MMA, boxing, and more. I've been told that we have a female, real famous person. I think it might be Ronda Rousey.
When
I don't know.
Get leaked? When are we going to find out about
this? They're not coming in to fight. They're coming in to MC it, and the guy from MMA is going to be here that Tuesday.
Okay.
So he's going to be with you and I.
All right.
We've got that big fighter coming in to hang with us that day. So that sounds
always
like
good
fun.
To have them as friends.
That
I
sounds
think
like fun.
Nikki and I are going to have to come back.
You guys are going to have to come back.
Yes.
The, we get some interesting people in here you want to come back for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because people always call us and say, can I come on the show? Sure. Sure. And anybody can come on the show. I don't know. Yeah, $500, absolutely. Anybody can come on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. We'll put anybody on the show.
We welcome you anytime.
We welcome you anytime. That's right. Truly, I think the 4th of July, though, is a huge thing that nobody should miss. Let's just talk about it one more minute before.
I agree.
How's our time? Are
no,
you
I
not giving me
exciting.
Fingers yet? We're
I
doing good.
I think it's great. I want to see our community give back and draw everyone together and draw them out of their homes and make it about the children.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get that much spotlight anymore, and they should, especially on such an important holiday.
How many 4th of Julys have you done, Nikki, with the city?
This will be number 7.
Number 7. Because I remember we used to get them where they'd cancel them to fire because we were so dry in our state here that they wouldn't allow us to do fire. I'd get my kids all ready, and then they'd cancel the fireworks. So I'm glad to see that's not happening
or
anymore.
Or inclement weather.
Which I can never understand. We're doing them over water. We've got water all around us. If anybody could still have a firework, it's us. So this is going to be the first year I'm watching it from the other side of the bridge. So
yeah.
It could be interesting.
You'll be slinging drinks.
You'll be slinging drinks.
Have to come help.
We'll be slinging drinks. We're going to do some red, white, and blue drinks.
Yeah.
We're going to have our Laguna water. I'm sure you guys have probably seen it because we always to make the water that we mix with our vodka, rum, or gin, we try to make it the same color as the river that night. Sometimes it glows. Sometimes it's glowing green. People have come to like that, though. They come in and go, is that really the color of our water tonight? I go, I try my best to get it the same. It's our Laguna water. But we're going to have it red, white, and blue for the 4th of July. So if you're a VIP, is the only way you're going to get to try that.
That's right.
And so we're looking forward to that day. We've got, who's grilling hamburgers that day? We've got.
We have 4 golf employees.
Golf, okay.
Volunteered.
From Melbourne Golf.
Yes.
It's coming into.
We have 2 golf courses, and they work at the golf courses.
And I'm going to grind all that meat. We've got Direct doing me all this graft. We're going to grind it fresh.
Good.
So we're going to have the best burgers ever.
James and Brian on one grill and Eric and JJ on the other.
So we're going to have good burgers, hot dogs. They're doing hot dogs too, right?
Yes.
Yes. They're going to have them grill the all beef hot dogs.
Rocket Pops
there
for dessert.
Go.
What better for the 4th of July than Rocket Pops?
So fitting.
For everyone outside, the food trucks open at 5 o'clock.
So that's good to know. Let me just make note of that. The food trucks are opening at 5. So during the day, don't
they're
come
usually
over.
Ready a little bit before that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I think I dropped my kids off over there for a little bit in the day before I took them back across the bridge. Because the bridge closes for us, I think, at 7:30 or something. One lane stays open, but it's real hard to get across. And then it closes. So you gotta have a different way to get home. Because I know I'm not going to be able to get home on the Melbourne Causeway. Right. We're going to O'Galley.
O'Galley.
Yes. The July 21st, we have the Home and Garden Show. And that's the 20th and 21st. And what else is happening? What's going on, Steph? What are you doing this week?
This week is getting Lou's Blues fired up with their automation.
So let's talk about Lou's Blues. So it's not Lou's Blues. It's not Lou anymore. It is.
It is Mike Pauline.
And he has the pistols and.
He is just a consultant for Pints and Pistols. He's a partner in.
Okay, so Pints and Pistols also has Beef O'Brady's. They just closed a Beef O'Brady's on Riverside Drive.
Pints and Pistols is not associated with Beef
O'Brady's. They're
not. No, the Pints and Pistols is a standalone. It's a restaurant as well as a state-of-the-art gun range.
Okay. Gina, have you been there? You shoot?
I have not.
So this is a very cool place. We've had him on the show. He's a real nice guy. I don't know why I thought he was the same one. Does he have 2 places or just the one?
No, just the
Pints
one.
And Pistols.
And other locations are on, like, in Naples and different areas.
Okay.
But yeah.
And I love that idea. You can eat, drink, and shoot guns.
Yep. You get to shoot.
Not then. In that
you have to
order.
First.
You can eat, shoot, and then drink.
So we
but
have.
Not reverse.
Right.
So, Jean, I know you like shooting, but how about the hatchets? Because we,
I've done that.
So we had Stumpy's on here, and then we also have the other one that does. I think there's another one that closed downtown.
Mm-hmm. It didn't last long.
It didn't last long, but Stumpy's is doing well, and they're doing a lot of, they had a women's night.
They do a lot of social events, though.
Yeah,
like, draw more people out. You have to. In order to survive as a restaurateur or even a place like that, you have to stand out. You have to draw people in
think
and
out
push
of the box.
Things up. Yeah, you have to.
Now, have you done that?
I have.
You have.
Yes.
So, because when they came on the show, I'm with the ABWA, the Women's Business, and she came to talk to women that own other businesses to tell us what she does. And I just said, so let me get this right. We're drinking, we're throwing. I thought literally we're throwing axes. I'm like, we're throwing axes.
Yes.
So they actually invited us all there, and we all went. It's Hatchets.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. not to be confused, it was Hatchets.
Right.
But it is a fun night.
It is.
And it is something different to do. And
it's similar to shooting. You get that exhilaration.
I have to be honest with you. I've never.
Big boom.
Yeah.
Right.
I have never been. My husband was a great hunter, and I went out and shot, I call them clay birds, and I like that. But I have not been to a shooting place. Now, I know my brother Keith shot his twin Kenny. Keith took Kenny out, who doesn't shoot, because Kenny wanted no place for guns on New Year's Eve day. And they were supposed to be out getting wine. Instead, they went to the shooting gallery so he could teach his twin brother, no, guns are safe, guns are cool. And he ended up getting shot in the nose from the person in the thing next to him, which absolutely made my brother Kenny know he was correct, that don't be shooting. And then I had to cover them for them with his wife, why they didn't have the wine back to the house yet, because he's in the hospital getting his nose stitched up, which he did walk through the front door and said that Kenny accidentally hit him with the car door in the nose, and that's why he was there. There's no way he was telling his wife that he got shot in the nose, not that night. But I don't know. I'm just scared of it. I'm not doing it. And this weekend, somebody was at my house, had a bag, put it down on the seat. The little girl, my 9-year-old, went to pick it up. And the little girl goes, don't pick up that bag. That's Daddy's loaded gun.
Oh, geez.
And I just went, and I start screaming in the house. I'm like, get it out of my house. Get it out of my house. But I think every house now, especially after this Republican thing, on this weekend, I think everybody's going to have a gun in their house, right?
Is that why? I didn't know that was the inspiration behind it.
No. I do the gun show, though, but it seems like everybody needs a gun in their house now.
I just feel like everybody needs to be educated and trained because you don't just buy one and have
it.
You have to learn how to use it.
You should go to a range.
Yeah.
They have all the proper people there to walk you through the basics. And
right. Because all the bad guys have them. So the good guys need
Yes, so we all need
it
one.
Is our
so I've
got
to learn. I've got to not be afraid of a gun. Are you afraid of a gun, Stephanie?
Not at all.
You got like 5 in an artillery in your home?
I love them. Yeah. I have about 13.
My man's even worse.
So there are guns in my house, but it's in a safe and a safe. I don't think it's protecting me, but I do count on that great alarm system I have.
That's a little extra step. Yeah.
But you know you have it.
But I know I have it. It's in case I hear something's coming down the road. I've got plenty of time to get it out.
Well, and the county now knows
that's
you
right.
have it, too.
Yeah, the county knows.
So, by the way, it's safe and a safe.
That's right.
Don't mess
safe
with
and
her.
A safe. Don't even try getting to it, though. I got a great alarm system. I'm counting on that alarm system. What else is going on in the city, you guys? Tell us what's coming up.
We have a back-to-school event coming up in August.
Okay, is this where you're giving away the backpacks?
We are giving away the backpacks.
Let's
and
we're
looking for
that.
Sponsors for that, too,
okay.
to be honest. We're trying to put that together, and
no,
we want to reach about 1,000 students this time.
But where are we doing that at?
We're doing that at Eddie Lee Taylor Community
Okay, Eddie
Complex.
Lee Taylor, which is where?
It is on Monroe Street, South Monroe Street. It's a turn off of University and like a block and a half down.
Okay.
Just south of University.
And these are all new backpacks. People, do they know
Loaded
donate
with,
backpacks? Do they donate money?
We prefer the money. We have the buying power and the tax exempt to buy in bulk.
Okay.
And we stuff the backpacks with supplies and we're able to promote the event and bring the families in. And this year we really want to make it a family event. So we're doing our best to do that.
So what do you do at that event?
They do haircuts. They're going to be braiding hair. They are going to have food. It's going to be a real family event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's when again?
I want to say it's August 10th.
August 10th.
They had changed the dates. It's normally in July.
Okay.
But
and you
I
guys,
think we're doing
I'll
it the Saturday
before.
On
that one.
Right, the Saturday before school starts, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the 10th this year.
And that gives you plenty of time to get some dollars to them so that they can buy more backpacks, because that's a wonderful thing. You guys, lots of people are needing of that.
I'll tell you, Kim,
school supplies.
If I may, just let everybody know. We post all of our special events on the city website. So it's melbourneflorida.org, and you can say /events, and everything is listed.
Okay.
Or they can go to play. on the website.
That's what I was just going to ask. Is there still the Play Melbourne?
It's not Play Melbourne. Okay. We have a tab on the website that's Play, and that's the Parks and Recreation tab.
Okay.
So it has all of our information about parks, our activities, our community centers, athletics, anything that we do is listed on there.
Okay.
And the fireworks are under the Play tab as well because we're the fun department.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. But just so you know, we keep that populated with all the current events that are going on.
Okay.
People can always see which numbers for which centers. So if they have questions for more information, my contact information is on there for any sponsorships.
Okay.
Any information about that.
And I will tell you, just because of this, if you guys don't mind, I will, and we've been working on putting the Facebook page back up for the What's Cooking in the 321. We can put you on there and put a link.
Oh, that'd be
great.
Yeah, we'll
to
get
you. We'll get
too.
That out.
Yeah.
Because we really do. I'm done boycotting Facebook on our What's Cooking page. So we'll start doing that. Even in the future, we do podcast at the same time. Is it called podcast when we're taping us live? I mean, we're not Facebook. Taping. We're live, and they're watching us on Facebook when we're in the studio. So we're going to go back to doing how we used to do the show. I'll have to not come into my pajamas and at the last minute.
Yeah.
Or just the tops.
Yeah, just the top. Just
right.
the top. That's right.
You can't see the bottom.
That's how my kid
come back to like the COVID days.
Yeah, my kid did Zoom school.
Up here.
Right.
My kid did Zoom school in her pajamas.
Or we'll
half
just
the
focus
time.
In on you because you're super
that's
cute.
Right.
And then...
She's always cute. That's right. Thanks, Gina. Thanks for sharing that with all the listeners here. What's Cooking in 321? We do have food trucks. In Rockledge this week, you know, everybody's always saying that we don't give enough love to our Northern, our Rockledge. We do to Cocoa, we do to Melbourne, but we're going to be out at the Space Coast Center again. I know they just had their World Series softball, and that went really well, and they're going to be coming on board with us, too. We're going to be out there at checking out all their events coming up starting August. We'll be doing that. But join the City of Rockledge at the City Hub, City Hall parking lot, for another evening of delicious offerings from local food trucks, music by DJ Johnny V. Parking for the event is available in the City Hall parking lot and in the subway lot. They're letting everybody park there too. It's Food Truck Day again. That's June 28th in the City of Rockledge, City Hall. Have you gone out to Urban Prime? Because we've got Urban Prime.
Yes.
We want to tell everybody to hit Urban Prime. Our friends there, hopefully we can get that chef in here to talk to us. And
I reached out to Chef Erjan. I'm sure I'll hear back from him here soon.
But you
I saw the martinis. I was like, oh, got to message it to Kim.
So that's what I was going to say. So do you drink too much or not enough when you go into a bar and they go, don't worry about that $15 martini price. You have happy hour pricing all the time.
There you go.
It's like, it's like, why is that? Wait, can you explain that one to me? I want to know why I get martinis.
It's your smile and your winks, Kim.
That's what it is. All right. Either that or stay home. I drink too much. I don't think I drank in 10 years. I'm trying to make up for that time. That's what I'm doing. We had a business meeting because we had to try some different drinks, and I actually saw a martini with a duck floating in it, which I found was very cool. Over at our fave Lord's Library.
Yes.
Yeah, we love Lord's Library.
Oh, we do. They do a
I was
great
bummed
job.
That they can't do a specialty drink for the Mel Boom, but that's okay. We'll still go there all the time to
share.
But you
just got to get a ducky and put it in that blue drink.
So I think, really.
That's very 4th of July.
So
and,
you know what? I think we should set up, I think we should set up a tent outside of the City Hall. Yep, and put sparklers in them. Yes, absolutely. I'm game to do that.
That's not a hazard.
I'll work on that for next year.
We can make that happen this year. I'm on vacation. I haven't had a vacation in 6 years, so I'm not bored yet. But
how long are you on vacation?
2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Two weeks doesn't mean a vacation because I have meetings. I do have a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
And certainly trying to get a new restaurant in this
time. And we're getting
time.
Things automated.
We're automating all of our places, including the auditorium. Mm-hmm. We're automating the auditorium because those of you that have been at the concession at the auditorium know that if you're paying by credit card, we don't really have Wi-Fi, and it takes a minute for that Wi-Fi to run, right?
Yep.
So because we're using portable Wi-Fi. So now we're going to be able to just – you're going to literally be able to just come up, smack your phone on it, and walk away.
Scan and pay. Yeah.
And,
digital menu boards.
Really we've got digital menu boards coming in. We've got all kinds of new, cool, state-of-the-art We're, you know, it only took me this long to get that done.
Well, only 16 years.
I have
had
to think
work
about
on you.
Something for a while, but no, I'm really excited about the boys over there who I love. I always say we have Michael and Kevin who are the true Christians in the world. They do things without letting you know they did them. You know, they right. just are the nicest guys, and they're painting a wall that's been red for years that enrages me every
Thank
time
goodness.
I walk in there. Every time I walk in that place, I go, I hate that color. I hate that color red. It enrages me. And so they're making it light and nice with whatever. He goes, what color do you want? And I go, any leftover color you have is fine with me. Just not red, not bright yellow. Yeah. Something subtle. I need to chill while I'm
in
here.
We want mellow colors.
Yeah, we want mellow Kim.
Yeah.
We want mellow Kim, but I'm really excited, truly, about them, the changes we're doing in the next couple weeks there. And when people are, we want to get it done by the 29th for the MMA fights. We want to be able to just zzz, and have them come in and gone. Because it's frustrating on our end. People think it's frustrating on their end to wait in line. What's the longest line you've waited over there? You've seen a few lines. No? So we always put a spotter in and we start our, it's sort of a fun thing. We start our stopwatch on them and we see how long it takes them to get up. So we try to never have anybody wait longer than 7 minutes. And we
That's
try
good.
To, but when they get up to the counter, we have try to have them gone within 1 minute. So it's sort of like a video game to us. It is.
The challenge.
It is a challenge. And that's when it doesn't happen. You hear me screaming. That's why my employees hate me. It's always good.
No, that's why we're it's trying good. To simplify things.
Yeah, we're automating.
If you're at an event or something, you can put your order in. And
that's right.
The texting lets you know when your order's ready.
Oh, that's great.
Perfect.
We're automating. Yes. That's for especially gun show people. We've got 400 vendors in the building. People don't realize that the people that come from the outside, they're just getting a drink and a hot dog. But the people that are there for 3 days, they don't want to leave their guns.
Right.
So now they'll be
they're
able to actually go on their phone, put in the order. It will print out in the kitchen, and then we'll run it to their booth.
Oh, that's awesome.
So this is all, yeah.
Great.
We've been working real hard on that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I wasn't telling anybody, you know.
Well,
but,
you know, I'm excited about it. I'm working hard on it.
Right, that's right. We're working hard.
I got to get the hype, Kim. You know,
everyone's that's right.
They've been hearing us talk about this for how long now?
I know.
It's actually coming into fruition.
That's
so
right.
That's important. So
we're even putting lockers in one in Palm Bay.
We're going to do automated go-box technology so you can. So it's essentially, I simplified the last 3 feet of the business transaction, just filling you ladies in. And so what we'll be able to do with, in addition to the online ordering, be able to, like, they could be in class and know I'm going to grab lunch real quick. They can put it in. And then as soon as it's ready, they're going to get a QR code on their phone. They just walk up to the locker, scan it, grab it, and go.
Wow.
And it takes a picture every time someone loads it, takes a picture every time someone picks it up. So you have full accountability of what's going on after that food has left your business.
So it's actually when you walk in the door of the, because we see, I don't know, 200 out there. When you walk in the door, there's actually lockers sitting on the right. And the kids, we don't need customer service anymore because literally they're going to place their order on their phone. They're going to walk into the cafeteria and their food's going to be right there in a bag or in whatever, a box, in that locker. And they're going to get themselves and we don't even have to say hi.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
So we can push out 1,600 kids. They can all come in since I'm the only food there.
Absolutely.
They're stuck with me.
I know. Yes. That's why I got to help divide and conquer for you.
Divide and conquer.
It's not easy.
Divide and conquer. And these guys still want $20 an hour. I'm like, for what? You're not doing anything anymore. You don't even have to say hi to anybody. Okay. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, Gina. We're going to get back. So we've got the pick up your backpack. What else?
Back to school event. And then I'm thinking the next big event is going to be the Melbourne Spooktacular Trick or Treat. And that's at the auditorium.
So I love that event. It's always fun for the kids.
Me too.
Yep.
Great. Great event.
We've got the Christmas marketplace also that you guys do.
The holiday market and
Snowfest. I don't know if you guys heard, but it's sold out as far as vendors. There's no room for any more vendors.
I just posted it today.
Yeah, there's no more vendors space, but that's a good one. You can actually come and Christmas shop there. It's not like and people ask me this, is it like a rummage sale? No, it's not. This one is like handcrafted things that you would give as a gift for Christmas. You can come there. There's real jams in honey in nice jars. There's all kinds of soaps. There's all kinds of cool different things you wouldn't think about. You can actually come there and shop. Let's all shop for everybody there instead of shopping at Walmart this year.
Right. Yes. Supporting small business. Yeah.
Right.
But we're about restaurants and small independent businesses.
And, you know, the Chamber has asked me to remind people to please stay out of the franchises for just this month and give the small and local businesses, because they are, they're closing. I hate to see that. I've never seen that in my life where they don't sell their restaurants.
No.
They cannot sell their space.
We need some summer love for
We need summer love,
yeah,
yes.
Because this is where times are a little bit slower.
And I try. I eat out twice a day.
Yeah.
I just got quick on the same.
Snowbirds
same
are
two
gone.
Places.
Locals are traveling, so they don't get as much retention on the weekly basis. As they
did you eat out last
season.
Night?
I did not.
Eat out you did not eat out last night. So I'm trying to even think. No, it was masa. It was so our favorite. I can say it here on the radio because it's our favorite autistic Blake. It was his 21st birthday. It was only appropriate that I took him out for his first drink, and
I
then
saw,
said, "All right,
I
now never drink.
Picture, yeah.
Now never drink again, Blake." And took him out, fed him, and took him home. And poor autistic Blake, somebody stole all of his paycheck this week and from him. You know, I hate that people take advantage of people that have a difficulty. So once again, we're pulling together to pay his rent again this week.
Aww,
so, and whoever stole that, I'm going to find you. I'm going to get Gina's gun, and I'm coming after you. You heard it here on the radio. You know I love to be sued. Keep it coming. And that was the first sign I've ever seen you do a three finger. Usually you give
you
me
got bunny,
oh, bunny ears.
You got
oh, jeez. You know, he gives me the finger after that, you
Put
guys.
Your glasses
so,
on, kid.
I know. I'm getting old. Listen, mad love to Titusville and all of our friends that are not with us today. And,
get ready for Mel Boom,
that
everybody.
In, that's right, that are out of town. And
yeah, go to
we
the site,
can't wait
guys,
to see.
Donate.
Donate
our community.
Mm-hmm. Especially
buy the t-shirts.
Yeah.
Buy the t-shirts.
They were designed by Derek Gore, it's actually signed.
Like so you guys, make sure you come into the Derek Studio. It's literally kitty corner from FM Pizza. Mm-hmm. Get a t-shirt. If you don't do anything more, buy a t-shirt and come in. You know us restaurant people. We can at least give in a little bit. Dig in our pocket. Throw that money out there and let's make this 4th of July the best one ever.
Thank you.
In Melbourne. Nikki, thank you for coming on the
thank
show.
You.
You guys, you and Gina have an open invitation because, you know, I am sitting stay.
Thank
I'm in
you.
This with you. I'm sorry you guys are stuck with me.
This is great.
I try to put craziness in everybody's life, a little craziness in everybody's life, just to keep it fun. But anytime you have something you want to talk about on the show, you know that's where my heart is. So you can always call. Even if you can't make it here, you can call. We'll put you on the air. And usually we make fun of you when people call on the phone, but we'll try to be nice. But we can put you on the air. We want to know everything that's going on. If you want to get the word out there, I feel like, you know, I used to think my mother was the only one listening and she's in heaven, but it seems like we've got a whole bunch of people listening. I don't understand it. I don't get it, but I'm going to keep talking. So thanks for tuning in to What's Cooking in the 321 on this Tuesday in Cocoa. And Steph, thanks for coming. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yep.
Thanks. Okay, we'll be back on next Tuesday. Thanks, you guys.
Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Bye from What's Cooking.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless. Mm-hmm.